Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura, and thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, we explore a contemporary artist who has made a name for herself in music and in movies, having won Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, a Tony, and a Peabody. It's Barbra Streisand, singer, songwriter, actress, and director. In 1976, Streisand released Classical Barbra, which was a complete departure from her previous work. Throughout the album, Streisand demonstrates an effortless pianissimo, which is technically quite difficult to do, and an innate ability to sustain a beautiful legato line. That, coupled with her natural gift of inflecting the text and illuminating words, makes her interpretations valuable and worth considering. Today, I've taken several songs from the album and coupled them with more traditional performances of the same song from prominent classical recording artists, hoping you'll see the exquisite beauty and scope of both interpretations. At times, Streisand's French and German diction are quite clumsy or exaggerated for effect, but there remains unquestionably an appeal, and one cannot help but to admire the daring of such a great singer who has excelled in other genres to willingly come to these songs. If only more singers showed such courage and sensitivity. Upon its release, Streisand said, "I have always had a special affection for Classical Barbra. I love the process of developing and making the recording, and I was gratified by the success it had when it was originally released." Some critics, however, compared her singing to that of Floris Foster Jenkins. But on the other hand of the spectrum, classical pianist Glenn Gould wrote, "For me, the Streisand voice is one of the natural wonders of the age, an instrument of infinite diversity and timbral resource. Nothing in this album is insensitive or unmusical." And the great American composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein wrote of the album, "Barbra Streisand's natural ability to make music takes her over to the classical field with extraordinary ease. It's clear that she loves these songs. In her sensitive, straightforward, and enormously appealing performance, she has given us a very special musical experience." We begin with the Singing in French segment of this program, where Streisand performs Claude Debussy's Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening. Streisand is followed by a performance of the same song by Dutch soprano Ellie Ameling with pianist Rudolf Janssen.
Elle a
We now turn to another favorite musical gem from the French Melody repertoire, Gabriel Fauré's Après un rêve, After a Dream. Streisand's performance of the song will be followed once again by Ellie Ameling with Rudolf Janssen.
Dans un sommeil que charme ton nuage, je rêvais le bonheur ardent mirage. Tes yeux étaient et sonore, tu rayonnais comme un ciel éclairé par l'aurore. Tu Yeah.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're exploring some of the art songs from Barbra Streisand's Classical Barbra album and comparing those to more traditional recordings of the same song. We now move to the Singing in German segment. Let's begin with Streisand singing another favorite from the song anthology Franz Schubert's An Silvia. Streisand, accompanied by Klaus Olgermann, will be followed by Elli Ameling again, but this time with Dalton Baldwin, pianist.
Ist sie schön?
We now turn to the exceptionally gifted German lead composer Hugo Wolf and his song Verschwiegene Liebe, Silent Love. First, you'll hear Barbra Streisand's rendition with Klaus Ogerman at the piano, followed by American soprano Benita Valente with the pianist Cynthia Rain. I believe this particular song shows Streisand at her best on this album, and it's my personal favorite.
Fliegen, mein Liebling.
Donk Zai Dir Her is the next song we will feature from Streisand's album, Classical Barbara. Although many like Streisand attribute the work to Handel, it doesn't appear that Handel composed it at all. The true origins of Donk Zai Dir Her remain unknown. Siegfried Ochs is generally attributed with the first arrangement of Donk Zai Dir Her, resulting in Thanks Be to Thee. Thanks Be to Thee was then arranged by many other composers, although the origins of Thanks Be to Thee and Donk Zai Dir Her are cloudy. Handel scholars are convinced that Handel did not compose either work. Streisand's rendition will be followed by the recognizable voice of René Fleming with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
The next lead is another high point on the album, in my opinion. It's Streisand performing Robert Schumann's Mondnacht from Schumann's Liederkreis, Opus 39. That performance will be followed by another recognizable voice, Jesse Norman with pianist Irwin Gage.
Als flüge sie nach
I hope you've been enjoying today's episode of Singing in Other Sins, where we've explored the album Classical Barbara by singer Barbara Streisand. It's been fun to compare these untraditional performances with more standard performances of these art songs. I don't believe one takes anything away from the other, and I applaud Streisand for her ambition, sensitivity, and unconventional work putting together this album. Before we end today's program, let's savor a musical sin. Instead of an art song, I thought we could enjoy a recording of Streisand at her best, singing in a genre where she's made a mark. In 1982, Streisand became the first woman to star in, co-write, produce, and direct a movie with Yentl. The film's musical score and songs were composed by French composer Michel Legrand, who studied with the great Nadia Boulanger in his early years. Legrand received the Academy Award for the music in Yentl. So as we draw towards the close of this hour, let's enjoy both Jesse Norman and Barbra Streisand's contrasting take on the song Where Is It Written by Michel Legrand from the film Yentl. Both singers offer sensitive performances, and I'm sure you'll agree that Streisand's voice soars.
What's right or wrong, where I belong. does my imagination sail? Across the mountains and the seas beyond the make-believe of any fairy tale. Why have the thirst if not to drink the wine? And what a waste to have a taste of things that can't be.
Sweet imagined possibility. less than why does my imagination sail? Across the mountains and the seas, beyond the make-believe of any fairy tale. Why have the thirst if not to drink the wine? And what a waste to have a taste of things that can't be mine. And tell me where is it written what it is I'm meant to be? The meanings in the mornings that I see, or have my share of every sweet imagined possibility. Just tell me where is it written? Tell me where. It's written.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's program featuring the many nuanced and wonderful performances from Barbra Streisand's Classical Barbra album, along with those of other well-known voices from the realm of classical music. Full disclosure, Streisand was one of the first singers that I heard in my youth whose voice and artistry could move me to tears, so it's quite a delight for me to be able to share these recordings of her with you today, even if they aren't the songs and the kind of repertoire that made her famous. I'll leave you with Streisand's recording of Schubert's Auf dem Wasser zu singen. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing in Other Sins. Until then, I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha!
Schimmer der spiegelnden Wellen gleitet wie Schwäne der wankende Kahn. Ach, auf der Freude sanft schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin wie der Kahn. Ach, auf der Freude sanft schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin wie der Kahn. Denn von dem Himmel herab auf die das Abendrot rund um den Kahn. Tanze das Abendrot rund um den Kahn. Über den Wipfeln des westlichen Haines winket uns freundlich örtlicher Schein, unter den Zweigen des östlichen Haines säuselt der Kalmus im rötlichen Schein, unter den Zweigen des östlichen Haines säuselt der Kalmus im rötlichen Schein. Freude des Himmels und Ruhe des Haines atme die Seele im errötenden Schein. Schwimmen dem Flügel wieder wie gestern.
Spinde der wechselnden Zeit.